Some of us were in a Google Meet room. Good morning, everyone. This is Jerry Settle. How are you?
Okay, I think we're all here.
All right, great. We call the roll now, please.
Yes. Chief Williams.
Here.
Ms. Biggs.
Here.
Chief Branch.
Here.
Ms. Carrera. Ms. Chapman. Sheriff Crawford. Judge Denneke. Mayor Dole.
Here.
Officer Evans.
Here.
Ms. Hernandez.
Here.
Mr. Huyang.
Here.
Mr. Johnson.
Here.
Mr. Katyal.
Here.
Mr. Macon.
Here.
Judge Malvo. Mr. Miles.
Here.
Ms. Peterson. Mr. Porter. Sheriff Roper.
I'm here.
Colonel Settle. Ms. Smith.
Here.
Superintendent Smith.
Here.
Mr. Taylor.
Here.
Chief Wright.
Here.
Senator Morrissey. Senator McClellan. Delegate Delaney.
Here.
And Delegate Jones. Okay, we have a quorum.
All right, great, thank you. Thank all the board members and your proxies for coming today. We've got a pretty full meeting, so we'll try and keep it moving forward here. And just a reminder to everyone that Ms. Hyman will be recording the meeting to comply with FOIA laws and that the recording will be available later online. Everybody should have gotten the minutes from the March 25, 2021 CJSB meeting. The chair would entertain a motion to approve it.
Move to approve, Dave Johnson.
Eddie Macon, second.
Any further discussion? All in favor of approving the minutes, aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, motion carries, minutes are approved. Move on to the director's report, Director Dion. Welcome.
Thank you, Chief Williams, and welcome everyone to our May meeting. It's very nice to see you. I will keep my remarks very short today since you have a full agenda. I just really want to give you a quick update with some of the positions that we've been filling. We've received a lot of new mandates recently. We've recently hired a critical vacancy in our human resources section with our new HR manager. And since our HR team is only two people deep, filling this role is essential to our operations. We have also hired a uniform curriculum coordinator for law enforcement training, a new policy advisor, and we've hired another adjudication specialist for our private security team, and two field inspectors who work on ensuring compliance with criminal justice training standards. We are also actively recruiting for other positions, including a Marcus Alert coordinator, decertification specialists, finance positions, IT positions, more field inspectors, as well as a diversity, equity, and inclusion officer. And once we fill all of our vacancies, the size of the agency will have grown almost 50% since the beginning of 2018. And I think this reflects the trust that the public and the government have in our organization and a continued investment in our existing and expanded core services that we've been entrusted to carry out. So a huge shout out to our agency for all the work they've been doing to get these new people onboarded. And I would like to also thank you for your continued service to the Commonwealth, as well as your support of this board. Thank you so much. And with that, I'll turn it over to you, Chief Williams.
Thank you, Director Dion. Any questions or comments, the director? All right. Next, we'll move on to committee reports. First is the nominations committee. Edward Macon, update.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The nominations and appointments subcommittee did meet this morning. to consider one vacancy on the CASA CJA Advisory Committee, and that vacancy is for an individual experienced in working with children with disabilities. We had one person who is interested, one candidate, and highly recommended by DCJS, and she is well qualified. Her name is Jacqueline Brock. She is graduated with honors from VCU with a master's in social work in 2012, and currently works with the as the program specialist in early childhood and health for the VCU Partnership for People with Disabilities. And the committee recommends that the board approve her appointment to the CASA CJA Advisory Committee for a 4-year term starting July 1, 2021 through June 30, 2025, and I so move.
Mary Biggs, second.
All right, we have a motion properly seconded. Is there any more discussion? All right, Ms. Hyman, can we just do this with an aye vote? We don't have to do roll call, do we? You're on mute.
I don't believe so.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I just want to thank the DCJS staff for all the work they did to put this together. And also want to thank the committee members, Mr. Kochal, and especially Sheriff Crawford. I understand today was her last meeting with the subcommittee, as this is her second 4-year term. So thank you all.
Great. Thanks, Mr. Macon. Next is a committee on training. Chief Wright.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. The committee on training met this morning. DCJS Law Enforcement Division Director Harvey Powers provided an update on recent activity within the Law Enforcement Division. Mr. Mark Dawkins, Campus Safety and Law Enforcement Training Manager, provided the committee a review of the application for Certified Crime Prevention Campus Certification for James Madison University. James Madison University met or exceeded all of the required elements to meet the standards for certification as a recommend, and it is recommended that JMU be certified as a crime prevention community, a certified crime prevention community. I make the motion that to the board that James Madison be certified as a certified crime prevention campus.
Chief Branch, I second that motion.
All right, we have a motion properly seconded. Is there any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? All right, congratulations to James Madison University.
Mr. Chair, that concludes our report.
Thank you, Chief Wright. The next committee meeting is the Grants Committee, and I actually chair that, so we will move forward with that. All of you have received the summary materials and committee recommendations based on the materials provided. At the conclusion of my report, Ms. Hyman will call each member so that each member can state whether they need to abstain from voting on any particular grant. Then we will vote on all the grants in a block. The Grants Committee met on May 6, 2021. There was a quorum of committee members present at the meeting. The committee received overviews and evaluations from staff and recommend approval of the following grants: Addiction Recovery Grant Program, Comprehensive Community Corrections Act, Pretrial Services Act, Court-Appointed Special Advocates, Drive to Work, Hospital-Based Violence Intervention Program, Jail Mental Health Program, Pre-Release and Post-Incarceration Services, Residents Substance Abuse Treatment, School Resource Officer, School Security Officer, Virginia Sexual and Domestic Violence Victim Fund, Victim Services Grant Program, Victim Witness Grant Program, Anti-Terrorism and Emergency Assistance Program. Is there a motion on the floor to accept the recommendations of the Grants Committee and approve the entire block of grants?
I'll make that motion, Dave Johnson.
Chief Branch, I second that motion.
All right, is there any discussion? All right, we'll now vote on the grants in a block. Prior to voting on the grants, I will first call Ms. Hyman to call the roll for any abstentions. The grants have been numbered sequentially to make it easier to record your abstentions. When called upon, please state your name and the number assigned to any grant that you're abstaining from voting on. Ms. Hyman, will you call the roll for abstentions?
Yes. Chief Williams?
I sent you those yesterday.
Okay.
Do you need them again?
I'll look for them.
I'm sorry.
Ms. Biggs?
Okay, I'm giving the number that goes down on the left-hand side, correct?
Yes.
Oh, for the STEM. Okay. That would be number 25, number 26, number 92, number 118, number 140, number 299, number 320, and number 380. Thank you.
Thank you. Chief Branch?
Yes, my abstentions have been sent. Nothing further with those abstentions.
Ms. Carrera? She's not here. Ms. Chapman, Sheriff Crawford, Judge Denneke, just making sure they haven't popped into the call. Mayor Dole?
Yes, I can. I've sent my form in. I can read this out, but I've had cataract surgery, so I can't really see, so it'd be iffy.
If you sent it in, I'll look for it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Officer Evans?
Hi, Ms. Hyman. Ms. Hyman?
Yes.
Hi, this is Tanya Chapman. I am here on the call. And I don't have the list in front of me, but I abstained from the victim witnesses, victim services grant.
Great, thank you. Officer Evans?
Thank you.
Officer Evans? You're on mute.
I don't have the list in front of me, but I have the residential substance abuse treatment grant.
Okay. Ms. Hernandez?
Yes, number 134 and number 429 for the Department of Corrections. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Huyang?
I have no abstentions.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson?
No abstentions.
Thank you. Mr. Katyal?
No abstentions.
Thank you. Mr. Macon?
No abstentions.
Mr. Miles?
427.
27?
427.
427, not 27. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Ms. Peterson?
No abstentions.
Okay. Mr. Porter? Sheriff Roper?
Simon, I'll send my form in if I haven't already done that.
Okay, great. Thank you. Colonel Settle?
Lorraine, Colonel Settle is having some technical difficulties. He's in the meeting, but he'll send any abstentions in via email.
Okay. Ms. Smith?
Yes, 890 and 885.
Thank you. Superintendent Smith?
I do not have the list, but the jail mental health program.
Okay, Mr. Taylor?
No abstentions.
Thank you. Chief Wright?
Yes. Number 11, number 37, number 76, and number 428.
Thank you. And it looks like Sheriff Crawford is with us. Did you have any abstentions?
Yes. The drive to work and the, just one second, the community Comprehensive Community Corrections Act pretrial services. And I believe that was it. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did I miss anyone?
Ms. Hyman, I'd like an alibi. My number should have been 1090. I was reading the wrong column.
So not 427, just 1090.
That's correct. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Did we get everyone?
I think so.
All right, Ms. Hyman, will you call the roll?
Chief Williams?
Aye.
Ms. Biggs?
Aye.
Chief Branch?
Aye.
Ms. Carrera? Ms. Chapman?
Aye.
Sheriff Crawford?
Aye. And I do have another abstention. Rivers 2200 Riverside Regional Jail.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The key. Mayor Dole?
Aye.
Officer Evans?
Aye.
Ms. Hernandez?
Aye.
Mr. Huyong?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Katyal?
Aye.
Mr. Macon?
Aye.
Judge Malvo? Mr. Miles?
Aye.
Ms. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Porter? Sheriff Roper?
Aye.
Colonel Settle? Ms. Smith?
Aye.
Superintendent Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Taylor?
Aye.
Chief Wright?
Aye.
Senator Morrissey? Senator McClellan? I believe Marin Wood is proxy for her or taking notes for her. Delegate Delaney?
Is it correct that I would vote on this? Am I vote, considered a voting member for this?
No, that's you're a non-voting member. Senator McClellan is. Okay, Delegate Delaney?
What would be the correct response then if I'm a non-voting member, abstain or no vote?
Well, just let me know that you're here. We're taking the roll again because—
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm present.
That's all right. So you are here. Delegate Jones. Okay. Thank you, Chief Williams.
All right, so the motion passes. Congratulations to the organizations awarded grants. Next, the Grants Committee approved funding for the Child Advocacy Center's grant. However, DCGS staff noted a small error in the documents provided to the Grants Committee, with an extra $21,375 accidentally awarded to the CA for the CAC grants. Documents provided to the CJSB for the CAC grants have the proper award amount now of $5,553,688.
Just accepted. I won't be able to meet with them.
Is there a motion on the floor to approve the Child Advocacy Center's grants?
Eddie Macon, so moved.
We have a second.
Chief Branch.
Second.
All right, the motion has been properly seconded. Is there any more discussion? All right, prior to voting on these grants, I will call Ms. Hyman to call for the roll for any abstentions as well. The grants have been numbered sequentially to make it easier to record your abstentions. When called upon, please state your name and the number assigned to any grant that you're abstaining from voting on. Ms. Hyman, will you call the roll for abstentions?
Yes, Chief Williams.
None.
Ms. Biggs.
None.
Chief Branch.
I'm sorry, none.
Ms. Carrera, absent. Ms. Chapman?
None.
Sheriff Crawford?
None.
Mayor Dole?
I think none.
Officer Evans?
None.
Ms. Hernandez?
None.
Mr. Huyong?
None.
Mr. Johnson?
None. Sorry.
Mr. Katyal?
None.
Mr. Macon?
No abstentions.
Mr. Miles?
None.
Ms. Peterson?
None.
Sheriff Roper? Sheriff Roper?
I'm sorry, dear. I have none.
Colonel Settle? He'll let me know. Ms. Smith?
None.
Superintendent Smith?
None.
Mr. Taylor?
None, Ms. Hyman.
Chief Wright?
None.
Okay.
And now we'll go through the roll to vote for the grants. Ms. Hyman, will you call the roll?
Chief Williams.
Aye.
Ms. Biggs.
Aye.
Chief Branch.
Aye.
Ms. Carrera. Ms. Chapman.
Aye.
Sheriff Crawford.
Aye.
Mayor Dole.
Aye.
Officer Evans.
Aye.
Ms. Hernandez.
Aye.
Mr. Huyang.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Katyal.
Aye.
Mr. Macon.
Aye.
Mr. Miles.
Aye.
Ms. Peterson.
Aye.
Sheriff Roper.
Aye.
Colonel Settle. Ms. Smith.
Aye.
Superintendent Smith.
Aye.
Mr. Taylor.
Aye.
Chief Wright.
Aye.
All right. Motion passes. Congratulations to all organizations awarded grants. I now call on Mr. Tracy Matthews, Law Enforcement Training and Grant Supervisor, to present the Combating Hate Crimes Grant Program. Tracy.
Thank you, sir. You also have before you the proposed budget for the Combating Hate Crimes Grant Program for FY22, totaling $89,322. This includes the funding of two new grant awards to localities that will partner with nonprofit organizations and institutions that have been or are at risk of being targets for hate crimes. These are 12-month grants to each locality unless funding, additional funding is approved. There is additional funding in this program that the agency plans to release a new solicitation to offer to additional applicants. Any questions?
All right, thank you. Is there a motion on the floor to approve these two grants?
Michael Huyang, so moved.
Chief Branch, I second that.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Are there any further discussion? Any recusals on these two grants? All right, all in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, those pass as well. Thank you, Mr. Matthews, for your report. Next, we're going to move into old business. That concludes the grants. Thank the grants committee report. Thank you all. We're going to move to old business. So in just a minute, Harvey Powers, Division Director of Law Enforcement will present the request for military and other equipment waivers. As an initial matter, you will recall that there was a lot of discussion at the board's previous meeting regarding the need for a waiver to allow the continued use of shotguns by law enforcement agencies. Due to actions taken by the General Assembly and the governor during a reconvened session on April 7, 2021, waivers for shotguns are no longer required. The governor's amendment, number 11, to the budget bill clarifies that waivers are only required for rifles of 50 caliber or higher and ammunition for such rifles. There are 18 waivers to be discussed. Mr. Powers will present each waiver request individually in alphabetical order by agency. After each waiver is presented, we will ask if any representative of the agency that is seeking a waiver wishes to be heard, and then entertain any discussion or motion. A recusal sheet was sent out by Ms. Hyman regarding the items and localities to be discussed. So that being said, Mr. Powers, you ready?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Chief. Just real briefly before I introduce the first item, this covers items listed in the code under Virginia Code 2.2-5515 and 15217121.1. A waiver was sent out, a waiver request form was sent out in January of 2021. We have received, notwithstanding the items that do not need to be discussed today, we have received waivers for 18 items, including 14 MRAPs, one Cass Spear armored vehicle, which is very similar to an MRAP, and 350 caliber rifles for consideration today. Prior to this meeting, Ms. Hyman sent all CJSB board members links to these individual waivers housed on a DCJS part of the website. Additionally, the agencies who submitted waivers for consideration today were invited on April 28th and again on May 13th via email to send representation to this CJSB board meeting in the event any specific questions were raised by board members. We will now review those items. Chief, are you ready for them?
Yes, let's go.
All right. Yes, sir. The first item is from Bedford County Sheriff's Office, and it is an MRAP.
All right, is there any representative from Bedford County Sheriff's Office that wants to address the board?
This is Captain Brian Neal with Bedford County. I'm here to answer any of the board's questions. I don't have anything beyond our request for waiver that I'd like to add.
Thank you for being here. Are there any questions for Captain Neal?
Yeah, Chief, this is Eddie Macon. I'll ask one. What is an MRAP?
It is a armored vehicle that we obtained through the military program. It is used by both our tactical response team as well as deputies. It's primarily been used for sort of rescue operations when we've had inclement weather, areas of the county that have been difficult for normal cars to traverse. We've used it in those circumstances, as well as some responses for our tactical team.
So it's like a Hummer, like a big Hummer or something?
Yeah, it's a multi-wheeled vehicle. It's larger than a Humvee. It can carry multiple personnel rather than the small 4 to 6 person Humvee.
Thank you.
Anything else for Captain New? What's the board's pleasure? Do I hear a motion?
So, Chief Branch, I move that we accept and approve their request.
All right, do we have a second?
Sheriff Roper will second that motion, Chief.
All right, we have a motion properly seconded. Is there any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, I actually have a question, and it's not necessarily for Bedford. It may be for all of the localities that submitted requests. I noticed that.
I'm sorry, would you first identify yourself?
Sure, I'm sorry. This is Kristen Peterson.
Okay.
On behalf of the Department of Juvenile Justice.
Okay.
And this is not a juvenile justice related issue, but I just had a question about the statutory language. So there's language in the statute that speaks to any waiver request made to the Criminal Justice Services Board being limited to special weapons and tactics unit or other equivalent unit use only. And so I wondered whether do the waiver requests need to specify that the use is going to be limited to SWAT team use, or is that not necessary?
Well, I believe that's the reality. I mean, that's what the waiver is going to be for. So yeah, they wouldn't be able to use it for anything outside of that. That's my understanding.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Any other questions?
Sir, Chair?
Yes.
I understand they said tactical, and to sort of piggyback off of what was just said, how does that affect protesters?
I'm not sure what the question is.
Yes, this RAP or whatever, how does it use in a tactical sense against people protesting?
Well, I don't know that it would be used in a tactical sense against people who are protesting. I mean, it's going to be up to the individual law enforcement agency, but I believe under the code, it has to be used in a special weapons and by special weapons and tactics personnel.
Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Hi, this is Tanya Chapman. Does Bedford have clearly defined policies that indicate how and when this device will be used, this vehicle?
It has a policy of when it's approved for use, and that would ultimately rest upon the field operations captain.
And you're clear that this waiver is going to, you know, be limited to special weapons and tactics personnel in those situations?
Yes, sir. I'm understanding that we would be limited in our use strictly for tactical operations.
Okay. Any further discussion?
This is Michael Hugh-Young. So for example, what it's used for, like for rescue, I think it was, I heard that it was for, in Bedford, it was used to, maybe, you know, get in inclement weather to rescue people. Are we now saying that that cannot be used for purposes like that?
No, I don't think so. I think if the special weapons and tactics people were the ones doing the rescuing, then I think it would.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make that clear because I think that's a permissible use for such a vehicle, but I just wanted to make sure that that was clear. Thank you.
Sure. I mean, I would hope so. That'd be my understanding.
Yeah, I would hope so too. If you got this, then you might as well use it to help people. So
right. I would hate for somebody to be stranded.
That's right. But you know, that term tactical special weapons, you know, it carries that image of it can only be used when you go into a SWAT team type of a situation. But I just want to make sure that they're not limited just for that.
And I can't speak for the General Assembly, but I think the limitations was like, you know, you don't want one patrol guy to go out and grab an MRAP and start driving around town. You know, I think it's a concerted effort as part of a tactical operation.
Right.
And okay, that tactical operation could be a tactical rescue operation. So do we need to do a roll call vote on these, Ms. Simon, or not? Do we know?
I believe that we are supposed to be taking a vote.
Well, I know we have to take a vote. Does it have to be a roll call?
Why don't I suggest that we take a overall vote, and then anyone who has abstention or votes against it, then you can note that.
Okay, let's do that. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to note that I sent in my recusals for several of those.
Sure,
but I'm voting aye.
Thank you. Are there any no's?
Yeah. So I think I'll step away from this one.
Is that an abstention or no?
Yes.
Is it an abstention or a no? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
I'm sorry. What was that, Mr. Taylor? Is that an abstention or a no?
Well, I'm just going to say no.
All right. Motion passes. Next is Caroline County.
Yes, sir. Chief Williams, Caroline County submitted a waiver request for a Caspier armored personnel carrier. It is very similar to an MRAP vehicle. And for that matter, it was pressed onto this for action here at the board.
All right. Is there anyone from Caroline County Sheriff's Office on the call? All right, don't hear anyone from Caroline County. Is there a motion on their request?
Chief Branch, I move that we accept their request.
You hear a second?
Sheriff Roper will second that.
All right, any further discussion on Caroline County's request? All right, all in favor?
This is Tanya Chapman. Do we know what they're using there? Vehicle 4.
Well, we have their waiver request that was sent out ahead. Didn't everybody get those?
I must not be getting the emails because I did not.
Yeah, so they all we all were copied on the, you know, their waiver request and what their justification was.
Would you care to share?
I don't have mine in front of me right now. Does somebody have it printed off?
I do, and this was kind of a twofold reason for the request. Part of it was similar to Bedford. In addition, they pointed out that the state police used to have an armored vehicle station that was close to them, and that's been moved. So there's now quite a distance if they would have a need for a vehicle like this. They no longer can use the state police as reasonably. And otherwise, it was very similar to the type of use Bedford talked about.
Thank you.
And can I add, Mr. Chair, that we've actually added that to our active shooter response protocol.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Any further discussion? All right. All in favor of the motion? Aye.
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 Any abstentions? Any noes? Mr. Taylor, was that a no? I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Culpeper County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, sir. Culpeper County. I'm sorry, I've lost my screen here. Culpeper County also submitted a waiver request for an MRAP.
Do you have that in front of you? With that includes your justification, Mr. Powers?
I can pull it up and have that prepared for each of these if you'd like, sir.
Yeah, I think since we're going to get the same. Well, I guess it depends if, is anybody at Culpeper County on the call? Yeah, if you could let us know what their justification says.
Yes, sir. I'm pulling that up now. Culpeper County submitted a letter in addition to the waiver form that is 4 pages long, identifying the strategic assets that it seeks to protect within its jurisdiction, its proximity to other high-value targets, some issues with regard to the proximity of armored vehicles from the Virginia State Police.
Okay. Have a motion for Culpeper.
I move to approve, and I would point out, in addition to the protection of the strategic assets, they also indicate a use during severe weather events such as flooding and heavy snowfall because of the high clearance of the vehicle. I would move to approve.
Chief Branch, I second.
Any further discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any noes?
No.
Any abstentions or recusals? All right, motion carries. Let's move on to Franklin County Sheriff's Office.
So the next waiver we have is from Franklin. It is an MRAP. It's from Franklin City for use during active shooter incidents. Their participation in the Hampton Roads Mutual Aid Agreement, and they cite that as also, and also their proximity to several other jurisdictions that they have established working relationships with, in addition to Virginia State Police for the location of this MRAP.
And if I might add, they also say specifically it would not be utilized for crowd control, protests, or routine patrol or operations. they specifically exclude that.
All right, great. Is there anybody from Franklin County on the call? All right, we have a motion in reference to this waiver request.
This is Mary Biggs. So moved. It's Franklin City, right? Not county. Okay.
I'm sorry, my notes say.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure. And I like the fact that they added in there that it wasn't for crowd control or anything. So I'll make the motion.
Agreed. All right. Do we have a second?
Carolyn Dahl, second.
All right. Any further discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Frederick County Sheriff's Office is next.
Yes, sir, Chief Wright. Frederick County has submitted a waiver also for an MRAP. I am opening up their waiver request right now. Frederick County Sheriff's Office submitted a waiver request for MRAP. They've used it. They note that they've used it for barricaded suspects. They've also note the use during snow or floods to assist people and note that it's used in that manner.
Great. Is there anyone from Frederick County on the call? All right. Do you hear a motion?
And then if the chief is going to move, I'll second it, Sheriff Roper.
And vice versa, whichever way you want to do it.
All right, we have a motion. It's properly seconded. Any further discussion on Frederick County? All right, all in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Green County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, sir, Chief. Green County submitted a waiver request for an MRAP. They submitted documentation for that as well. They specifically note that their MRAP is used for operations and search and rescue with its all-terrain abilities. Also, because of their proximity during mountain flooding and inclement weather, they also said it will be used as a defensive tool to protect SWAT officers who may be confronted by barricaded subjects.
Great. Is anyone from Greene County on the call? All right. Do we have a motion?
I'll move to approve.
Second?
I'll second, Sheriff Roper.
All right. Any further discussion on Greene County's waiver request? All in favor? Aye.
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 Are there any opposed? All right. Hampton PD.
Yes, sir, Chief. Hampton PD submitted a waiver for a 50 caliber rifle and associated ammunition. It is only their waiver documents that it's only used by trained marksmen assigned to their SWAT team at this discretion of the SWAT team commander. They're tasked with providing overwatch and security for the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel. Because of the distances involved in that, they cite that is the only adequate weapons platform to use in those kinds of environments.
All right, is anyone from Hampton PD on the call?
Yes, sir. Captain Anthony Sheck, I'm on the call, sir.
Welcome, Captain. Anything you'd like to add?
The only thing that I would just put in there is that it was not a military service rifle, that this is something that we bought independently through a dealer. So at one point, it never had any military dealings.
How many 50 caliber? Do you just have one? Or do you have?
Yes, sir. We just have one.
Okay.
And if you purchased it 10 years ago?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Have you used it yet?
We've deployed it, but in a couple instances, but it has not been fired outside of the training.
Great. All right. Any questions of Captain? All right, do I hear a motion to Hampton PD's request?
Superintendent Smith, I'll make the motion.
Chief Branch, I'll second.
All right, any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Absolutely. Any opposed?
All right. Next is Harrisonburg Police Department.
Hold on, sir. I would like to abstain from that one.
I'm sorry. Mr. Taylor abstains.
I would like an abstention from that. Thank you.
Yeah. Did you get that, Ms. Hyman?
You want an abstention from Hampton?
From Hampton.
Yes, ma'am. And the previous.
And Green.
And Green.
Thank you.
Sure. All right. Moving on. Harrisonburg Police Department.
Yes, sir. Harrisonburg submitted a waiver for one MRAP. It's utilized in high-risk situations due to its size, weight, and nature of the vehicle. It's also used for, they cite, high water rescue, snow rescue, and I'm just skimming through. They also use it as a demonstration tool during community events. They cite in their waiver.
All right, is anyone from Harrisburg Police Department on the call? All right, what's your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, Chief Branch, I move that we accept their application.
Sheriff Crawford, second.
All right, any further discussion? All right, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any opposed? All right. Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office.
Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office submitted a waiver request for their MRAP. They cite its use in high water rescue, search and rescue, high risk warrant service, barricaded subjects, and hostage negotiation. And they say, and they have a general order for it.
All right. Anyone from Mecklenburg on the call? All right, what's your pleasure?
Can I ask a question, Mary Biggs? What is considered a high-risk warrant service that you would need a vehicle like that?
Well, if you had somebody that was, you know, you believe to be armed,
uh-huh,
high potential of barricade, that would be a high-risk. Something like you had a murder suspect that was in a house, believed to be armed.
Okay.
That's
thank you.
You're a high risk warrant. Sure. All right. Higher motion.
Sheriff Roper, I'll move to approve.
Chief Branch, I second that.
All right. Any further discussion on the waiver request from Mecklenburg County? All right. All in favor? Aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed?
Abstain.
Mr. Taylor abstains. All right. Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority.
Yes, sir. Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority Police submitted a waiver request for a 50 caliber rifle and its requisite ammunition. They specifically cite the need for a weapon with additional penetrative abilities when faced with the cockpit and high density airplane windows and so forth, and also the long distances involved potentially on airport properties.
All right, is anyone from Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority on the call? All right, what's your pleasure?
Sheriff Crawford, I move we approve.
Chief Branch, I second that.
Okay. Any further discussion? All right. All in favor, say goodbye.
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right. Page County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, sir. Chief, Page County submitted a waiver request for a MRAP vehicle. They submitted a letter detailing it as well. It was recently used, they say, in assisting with the house fire because of the difficulty in reaching the location. It was used to get firefighters into that location. They've used it to assist hospital personnel during inclement weathers and flooding issues. And they also cite using it as a community outreach tool.
All right. Is anyone from Page County on the call? All right. What's your pleasure?
This is Mary Biggs. I will move that, and I like the fact that they detailed the way it would be for community use.
I second that, Ms. Biggs. Also, Harvey, you said they use it for community, outreach, you said?
Yeah, I think it's a community outreach. Is that right, Mr. Powers?
Yes, sir. They cited in their letter that that was attached with the waiver, which should have appeared, I believe, on that the site. I can read it. The MRAP has also been used for several community events that draw the attention of the people in our community. In one community event, we were able to fit 33 elementary students into the MRAP. This allowed for us to consider the use of this apparatus in the event of emergency school situation.
Thank you.
So, yeah, it seems like National Night Out or community event or something like that.
And they used it for transporting hospital personnel, I believe. Somewhere in there, I read that.
Yes, so. Ma'am.
I love National Night,
which they may not be able to do unless they do it tactically moving forward. I mean, that's the thing, but they know what the waiver requirements are. All right, I've lost my way here. Did we have a motion on this one or no? No. Okay, I need a motion.
Yes, I made a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes, you did.
And yeah. Mr. Thomas second.
Yeah.
Okay, all in favor. Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right. Russell County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, sir, Chief. Russell County Sheriff's Office submitted a waiver request for a 2006 MRAP. It's been used a number of times in barricaded subjects to deliver law enforcement personnel to the scene without placing them in harm's way. Because of they cite their relative distance to other resources as being one of the key reasons why they obtained this piece of equipment. That's an effective summary of what they were talking about.
All right. Is anyone from Russell County Sheriff's Office on the call?
Yes, sir. Captain Bryant Skeen, Russell County Sheriff's Office.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Anything you'd like to add?
Attached to our request for waivers, a copy of our policy and procedure for that vehicle. That vehicle has been demilitarized. It's painted a black color. It's lettered with white vinyl sheriff lettering down the sides. The vehicle has been used during inclement weather response, like inclement weather situations, flooding. We have a river that runs through our service area that's been used a couple times during flooding situations because of the height. You can access areas better with it. And it's been used more as a defensive thing than an offensive weapon. We've deployed it just for officer safety and situations as such.
Okay, great, thank you. Any questions of Captain Skeen? All right, board, what's your pleasure?
Chief Branch, I move that we accept their waiver request.
Sheriff Roper, I'll second that.
All right, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you, Captain, for being here.
Thank you so much.
Spotsylvania County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, sir, Chief. The Spotsylvania County Sheriff's Office submitted a waiver request for an MRAP as well. They cite using it for active shooters, barricaded subjects, and disaster response, emergency response. They cite that the vehicle is able to handle more than 3 feet of water because of the small rivers that flood in and around Lake Anna. They have used it in and around that for rescue. They also cite a mutual aid agreement with other surrounding jurisdictions that they also respond with that vehicle to assist.
All right. Is anyone from Spotsylvania County on the call?
First Sergeant Meyer.
Welcome. Anything you'd like to add?
Yes, sir. We use it in primarily rescue. It's not our primary deployment vehicle, but we use it in conjunction with fire rescue and other services to affect rescues for people. We use it in high risk situations for SWAT. It must be approved through our sheriff and or a major for its use. And there's a general order regarding its use and how it will be used. And we have a letter endorsing from our sheriff's, from our fire department supporting us in the use of it for the rescue in conjunction with them.
Okay. Great, thank you.
Chief Branch, Mr. Chair, I move we accept their waiver.
Superintendent Smith, I'll second that.
A motion properly seconded. Any further discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Nay.
One abstention, Mr. Taylor. All right, Virginia Beach Police Department.
Yes, sir, Chief. We have two items from Virginia Beach that we'll take one at a time. The first Virginia Beach item is for an MRAP. The MRAP that they submitted a waiver for, I'm pulling up the documentation now, pardon me, I'm switching from screen to screen here. They submit an MRAP waiver request. It's used for high risk warrant services involving armed subjects. It's deployed in a manner to protect citizens and officers. It's also being used to block roadways to prevent vehicle-borne explosives into sensitive areas and social gatherings. It cites that it was deployed during May of 2019 during the incident at Virginia Beach, the shooting that took place. And it's also provided protection from other critical incidents.
All right, great. Is anyone from Virginia Beach PD on the line?
Yes, sir, Captain JT Orr. Good afternoon, everyone.
Thanks for joining us. Anything you want to add about your MRAP?
No, just, I've listened to the previous discussion, and we use it for all the same reasons. The one thing that we did use it for that that other agencies hadn't noted, and it's probably because of the number of very large public gatherings that we have here in Virginia Beach, is we have used it to block roadways or sensitive access points. So that we don't have a situation that other cities have experienced where vehicles have driven into crowds. We took that that step carefully. We weren't sure what the public opinion would be on it. It requires the chief's approval to use it in that type of circumstance. But what we found is that it was somewhat embraced by the public and became a great conversation tool and potentially a recruiting tool because folks were interested to see it. Like other agencies, we've painted this in a manner that more depictive of the police department, not any military vehicle. And I think what's important to remember on these is they are purely defensive in nature. There is not one offensive weapon that is attached to any of these vehicles. They just protect the occupants from harm. In full disclosure, we did use it during our protest that turned riot last summer. It was used in the back behind all the officers, mainly as a cargo carrying vehicle. We also had medics in there to render aid to folks that got hurt during it, but we used it to carry equipment and supplies. It also provided us some protection as we had rocks and bottles and whatever else folks could get their hands on thrown at us. It gave us a place to hide behind. So it was very useful in that. I just want to offer that, even though I know some of the board members have been questionable about the use of in civil protests. I think when a protest turns into a dangerous situation like a full-blown riot, it has its use there.
Any questions, Captain Orr?
Yes, Mr. Cole, I really appreciate you cleaning that up and describing exactly that there are no weapons attached to these vehicles, because, you know, being a person from inside the communities, I you know, we believe in, you know, I have an understanding that when you see those military style weapons come or RVs or the likes that come in, you see things a little different, man, and it's kind of intimidating. So I'm glad to know that there are no weapons attached to that. You know, I wasn't sure. I didn't know that, you know, so it kind of changed my perspective a little bit, man, but I'm still just, you know, still on the fence a little bit about, you know, just what it looks like coming inside of a neighborhood, you know. So I do understand that it's for to protect the lives of law enforcement, in which, you know, all lives are valuable. So I really appreciate you clearing that for me. Thank you, Officer Orr.
Yes, Ms. Taylor, and your point's well taken. We're careful where we use this thing. You know, there are certain circumstances that we have to roll into neighborhoods because the warrant that we're serving is a high risk to the officers that are attempting to serve it, but we are very selective in what we use it. We have other armored vehicles of Virginia Beach. We're fortunate that we've got a fairly well staffed and equipped department. So this is our largest armored vehicle, and we only use it when circumstances dictate such, but yes, they are purely defensive. It is, if you wanted to put it one way, it's no different than the body armor that the police officer wears. It can't hurt anybody else. It only protects the officer.
Mr. Chair, Chief Branch, can I make a quick comment?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think this, you know, Mr. Thomas brought up a great point that we've been, my community members and my localities have been talking about as far as the education part. And hearing a lot of the agencies saying that they're using it with national and out, showing their citizens that here's the vehicles we have, it's not armed with stuff, because the community members don't know. And they don't know that this vehicle is unarmed, but if they participate in these national out, these community outreach programs, they can see that it's not. And then also, for reiterating that this is not an offensive weapon and not used as an offensive weapon, is to protect us. And if we learn anything from that North Hollywood shootout, the active shooter incidents at Virginia Tech and others, we need to protect those responders, but also those medical personnel that we're trying to get in there to save lives. And that's what these vehicles are primarily used for. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that is missing is it saves taxpayers a good deal of money if you have to buy like a civilian Bearcat, which is one of the brands or whatever. What is it, like $300,000 or $400,000, like that? So, as opposed to getting from the military for free. So we don't have one here, but we have used them occasionally from neighboring jurisdictions. So.
Several of the localities, it's a part, that vehicle we rely on as a part of our college's active shooter response protocol, and we train with our localities with that, as well as our fire EMS. That also are carted with that vehicle to get into the warm zone, so to speak, to provide critical medical care and keep them protected.
Right.
Grant, right. Really appreciate you as well, man. Now I'm cooking with some grease, man. I'm starting to have an understanding of some things, and I really appreciate what you just said about community and law enforcement going back inside a community and explaining exactly what these things are for, because I'm a person from that community and I didn't really get it. You know, so now to be able to understand exactly, you know, so, and I love the localities that also have sent notes to Mr. Powers or the board members and explaining why they want it, man. It helps you with some insight. And it also gives me something when we're off with you fine people. When I go back inside of my neighborhoods, I can start the process of explaining, okay, well, this is not a weaponized piece of equipment. It's for this, it's for that. And I can kind of, you know, start at a barbershop talk, if you will, about what is these weapons are for. So thank you guys. It's been very, very informative today.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for that. That's helpful.
I thoroughly agree. I think I would have liked to have had that discussion maybe at the beginning, but thank you, Chief Branch. And Mr. Taylor's brought really good points here, and that education is vital. Thanks.
Mr. Chair, with that said, I move that we accept the application.
All right, do I have a second?
Second, Crawford.
All right, all in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right. And what's the second one for Virginia Beach?
Yes, sir, Chief. The second one is for 250 caliber. A waiver request was submitted for 250 caliber rifles and associated ammunition. I will skip summarizing it as we have a representative here from Virginia Beach, and he's going to be far better to do so.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. You know, these weapons, they are large caliber. They're really not for use. At least we don't envision in Virginia Beach for use against people. They're really an anti-material weapon. This could be used in a critical incident where we needed to stop a large vehicle or stop or you know disable a boat that was threatening one of our local ports or something along those lines. That's how we train for it. You know, in most circumstances within a suburban area, you're never going to actually use a rifle this large. We recognize that. We train with it. We've deployed it in operation, but never actually physically used it in operation. But we think it's critical to kind of keep in our toolkit to have that opportunity. There have been other cities that have used large caliber rifles like this to disable trucks that were plowing through cars and doing other things along those lines. So while it's a tool that we want to maintain, we understand that it's not one that you would typically see used in law enforcement. So we understand the reason for the waiver on these.
Are yours civilian purchased or are yours actually military?
No, we purchased them through a vendor the same way the other agency indicated they had. We did not get them from the military.
Great. Thank you. Any questions, Captain Orr?
Captain Orr, I know that you in Virginia Beach, there are several military installations, high threat target installations in Virginia Beach. Is your operation consistent with utilizing these to assist those military high threat target areas?
They could be, sir. We do both for the military bases and as well as some of our large special events. We create what we would call as an overwatch system. We'll deploy counter snipers on rooftops and things like that. We have assisted the military during high threat times with protecting their gates. And we have two bases that have waterway access as well. We protect their waterway access, and those weapons are critical in use in circumstances such as that, because here again, you're probably not going to be trying to stop the lone individual walking up towards the gate. We're probably going to be trying to stop the truck or the larger vehicle that's trying to approach the gate in a threatening manner.
Thank you.
Sir.
Do we have a motion on 50 calibers for Virginia Beach?
So moved, Crawford.
Chief Branch, I second.
All right, any further discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Same.
Okay, Washington County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, sir. My apology here. All right. Have a waiver request for a MRAP utilized for high risk search warrants, active shooters, search and rescue training, and it is marked and equipped with emergency equipment and kept in a locked garage according to the waiver.
All right, is anyone from Washington County Sheriff's Office on the call? All right, board, what's your pleasure?
I'll note that they've had this since 2013. I'll move to approve.
Chief Branch, I second that.
All right, any further discussion? All right, all in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, Westmoreland County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, sir. Westmoreland County Sheriff's Office submitted a MRAP request as well. Utilized in barricaded subjects, inclement weather, snow, flooding, etc. They note that it has been well received within their local community.
Anyone from Westmoreland County Sheriff's Office on the call?
Yes, sir. Sheriff Balderson.
Welcome, Sheriff. How are you today?
Good. How are y'all doing?
Yeah. Would you like to address the board in reference to this?
Yes, sir. Real quick, not to take up much of your time. I know you got busy schedules ahead of you, but just to really reiterate the same points that most of the other agencies have, you know, we use it for those same type of situations. However, I would like to say, too, it has been extremely received well in our community. And I think when you hit on the education side of it, that's key for the understanding of what it's going to be used for, how we're going to use it. Our general orders has been out with it since we've had it. We follow those strictly. I even have as a part of our general orders that only certain members are trained in it. They're trained annually. Our speed limits, we only can drive it, or only will drive it at our posted speed of 45 miles an hour. We will not go any faster than that. I will say we've used it in different situations, not just here in the county, but we've used it when the tornadoes hit in Essex County and Richmond County. It also hit our county as well. But after consulting with those agencies, we were able to use it over in those areas to remove heavy equipment, as far as things that had fallen in roadways, regardless of whether it was trees, vehicles, or whatever damage may have been done, it was really beneficial. We actually have a winch on ours that we were fortunate that it came with it to be able to use that for that very purpose. So again, I appreciate you taking your time and listening to this, and appreciate you again taking your time.
Thanks, Sheriff. Any questions to share? All right, do I hear a motion?
Sheriff Roper will make the motion.
Sheriff Crawford, a second.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor of approving this request? Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. And I think last is Winchester PD.
Yes, sir, Chief. Thank you. The last one we will look at is an MRAP request from the Winchester Police Department. Their waiver details a number of recent uses of their MRAP during picking up hospital personnel during a major snowstorm, a suicidal barricaded subject using it for protecting officers, execution of high-risk warrants. They also accompanied it with a letter that's two pages in length talking about the amount of training that their departmental operators go through in receiving it, and the number of other university and other associated departments that may call upon them to provide this equipment.
Great. Is anyone from Winchester PD on the call? All right, board, what's your pleasure?
Chief Branch, I move we accept their request.
We have a second?
Superintendent Smith, I'll second the motion.
All right. Motion properly seconded. Any further discussion? Oh, all in favor? Aye.
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 Are there any opposed? All right. So I think that it for the waivers. Is that right, Mr. Powers?
Yes, sir, Chief. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any further old business to discuss? All right.
Chief Williams, this is member Jagdish Katyal.
Yes.
I just wanted to let everyone know, maybe from a email technical perspective, I was paying attention the whole time, I promise, but I just kind of looked at split screened out, and it appears, and I want to give her, you know, because I know Ms. Hyman puts a lot of effort into these, that it looks like the link was included on April 23rd email and May 14th, and it appears just with a cursory look that everybody on the call was emailed, so they may want to make sure that they've added her address, her email address, and everyone else's to ensure that there's proper delivery, you know, for the information, so they can be better prepared for the meetings. So I just wanted to point that out, because I believe we should give credit to Ms. Hyman, because it appears, obviously, it was a cursory look. I'm not trying to point fingers at anyone. I just, you know, I think it'd be helpful for all of us. These are very serious matters, as great points were brought up. The information's there, and it has been sent out, and perhaps somebody's filters on their email or whatnot. And I know everybody has a lot of a lot of different accounts, so they may want to update Ms. Hyman just to ensure proper delivery. So It's just out of respect for her and her staff and all that she does to help us.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that. Appreciate it. And we appreciate you, Ms. Hyman, even if we don't tell you often enough. So no more old business. We'll move on to new business. Local community-based probation minimum standards. One of the responsibilities of the Criminal Justice Service Board is to approve minimum standards for local community-based probation. As the chairman of the CJSB, I established an ad hoc committee to review these standards and asked the following CJSB members to participate in the committee. David Johnson, Executive Director, Virginia Indigent Defense Commission. Christian Peterson, Regulatory and Policy Coordinator, Department of Juvenile Justice. Brian Porter, City of Alexandria, Commonwealth Attorney. Patricia Smith, a citizen representative. Joseph Walters, the Deputy Director of Administration, Department of Corrections. We also asked Cassandra Bullock, Director of the Virginia Victims Fund, to participate as a representative of the victim serving organization. And that being said, Ms. Pat Smith now will provide an update and work in this important subcommittee. Pat?
Thank you, Chief Williams. As he noted, under the Code of Virginia 9.1-175, it is the duty of the Criminal Justice Services Board to approve standards by the Department of Corrections or the Department of Criminal Justice Services for development, implementation, operation, evaluation of local community-based probation services. While I may be a citizen, I just wanted to point out I was the head of an agency, local probation agency, for 38 years. So I get these standards. They guide the technical components of the local agency operations and encourage quality programming, which we all want, driven by evidence-based practices and principles and effective interventions and victim safety, which is important to all of us. The standards have not been revised since 2016, and require updating to incorporate changes into the based on the Code of Virginia, DCGS policies, first person language, inclusivity, and operational policies and procedures that support best practices for local probation. Local probation agencies provide an input into the revised standards, and DCGS incorporated much of their feedback into the final draft. Then the revised standards were sent to the ad hoc committee that Chief Williams mentioned, and that group met twice and then provided feedback, which was incorporated into the standards as well. Now, the updated standards you're going to receive them from DCGS, and they will basically allow the flexibility and authority to implement evidence-based practices, align their practices with both the Virginia standards of that the Virginia Standards Department of Juvenile Justice and the Virginia Department of Corrections to reduce recidivism and assist individuals in being pro-social members of the community. As I mentioned, you will get these revised standards I think Ms. Hyman already has them and will be sending them out to everybody. And we will be asking for approval at the August meeting. If you do have questions, Tom Fitzpatrick will be the person you reach out to. I believe he's on the call, and he will be happy to answer questions if you have some immediately, or I might be able to as well. Then we anticipate the staff and maybe the ad hoc committee will make regular updates to the minimum standards in the future and keep them up to date with all changes in the law, criminal justice reforms, and to better able to support the local probation programs in Virginia. So that's my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Smith, for your report. And this does not require any board action at this time.
No.
Next, we'll move into the notice of intended regulatory action. Ms. Christy Shalton, DCJS, will present six new regulatory actions which do require board approval. Each NOIRA will be voted on separately. Ms. Shalton.
Thank you, Mr. Williams, and good afternoon, everyone. Yes, my name is Christy Shalton. I work with the Law Enforcement Division of DCJS, managing all the law enforcement related regulations. And what you said was correct. DCJS is seeking board approval today to move forward with six regulatory actions. During the 2020 special session of the General Assembly, Senate Bill 5030 was passed, creating quite a few legislative mandates for DCJS. We're seeking to open a notice of intended regulatory action, or a NORA, For 6 VAC 2030, which is the compulsory in-service training standards, to update language prescribed by the recently passed legislation, as well as to align the standards with the compulsory minimum training standards for new law enforcement recruits, which was opened at the close of 2020. This regulatory action will be put through the standard three-step process and will also serve as a periodic review of the regulation, as one has not been conducted in some time. So that was the first one for 6 VAC 2030.
All right, is the motion on the floor to approve action number one?
So moved, Chief Branch. I'm sorry, second, Chief Branch.
All right, who moved? Matt Smith made the motion and Chief Branch seconded it. Ms. Hyman. All right. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Motion passes. Thank you, Ms. Shelton. The second one?
All right. The second one is going to be 6 VAC 2050. DCJS is also seeking approval to open a notice of intended regulatory action for 6 VAC 2050, which is the compulsory minimum training standards for jailers and court security officers. Again, this is to align these standards with that of the compulsory minimum training standards for law enforcement officer recruits, and make necessary updates to the language as they're currently written. This NORA will also be put through the standard three-step process and will also serve as a periodic update and review of the regulation.
All right, any questions? All right, is there a motion on the floor to approve action number two?
So moved, Mary Biggs.
Carolyn Dahl, second.
All right, motion has been made and properly seconded. Any further discussion? All right, all in favor? Aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? All right. Number three.
Okay. DCJ seeking approval to repeal 6 VAC 2070, utilizing the fast track regulatory process.
Sheriff, can you take a call?
Yeah, I'm waiting on a call.
Kathy from Wilkerson?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on.
Sorry. This regulation currently lists the compulsory minimum training standards for non-custodial employees with the Department of Corrections. Upon review, the Attorney General's Office concurred with the department's position that it does not have the statutory authority under VA Code 9.1102 to regulate or promulgate such a regulation, so we're seeking to repeal it in its entirety.
You're on mute now.
I said the host muted me, sorry. Okay. So this action is not expected to be controversial in nature. So this expedited one-step fast track process is appropriate.
Thank you. All right, is there a motion on the floor to approve action number three?
So moved, Crawford.
Eddie Macon, second.
All right, any further discussion? All in favor, aye.
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 All right.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, number four.
Okay, as stated before, during the 2020 special session of the General Assembly, Senate Bill 5030 was passed, which created quite a few legislative mandates for DCJS. With this, we must now establish a brand new regulation adopting statewide professional standards of conduct applicable to all certified law enforcement officers and certified jail officers in the Commonwealth. We must also appropriate due process procedures for the decertification of officers based on serious misconduct and violation of those standards. Although it is mandated by legislation, DCJS is seeking formal board approval today to move forward with a notice of intended regulatory action to create this new regulation.
So moved, Chief, Dave Johnson.
Chief Branch, I second that.
All right, we have a motion, probably seconded. All in favor, aye.
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 All right, any opposed? All right, number five.
Okay, again, stemming from the passage of Senate Bill 5030, DCJS is tasked with establishing a new regulation for the compulsory minimum training standards for detector canine handlers employed by the Department of Corrections, as well as standards for the training and retention of the detector canines themselves. The Department of Corrections, subject matter experts, and DCJS have already begun working together on this project, and we're now seeking formal board approval to move forward with a NORA that will ultimately create this brand new regulation.
Do we have a motion to approve action five?
Crawford, so moved.
Carolyn Dahl, second.
All right, any further discussion? All right, all in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, and last is number six.
Okay, the last and final action DCJS is seeking formal board approval for today also stems from Senate Bill 5030. Legislation requires that a new regulation be established for the administration of a waiver process in accordance with Virginia Code sections 2.2.55.15 and 15.2.17.21.1 for law enforcement agencies to utilize certain military equipment and property, which we're all very familiar with, we just heard all about. This regulation, like the last two I just spoke about, will be brand new and they'll be created through the emergency regulatory process for timeliness and to conform to the regulation, the requirements placed on DCJS by the General Assembly.
All right, any questions? All right, we hear a motion.
Chief Branch. Also move.
Chief Branch, I second.
All right, any further discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. Thank you, Ms. Sheldon.
Thank you.
And is there any other new business to be discussed? Hearing none, move on to public comment. I'll turn the meeting over to Ms. Dion, see if there's any public comments. If so, please state your full name, whether you're representing any organization, and try and limit your comments to 3 to 4 minutes. Director Dion.
Thank you, Chief Williams. Is there anyone from the public who would like to address the board?
They're long gone.
Okay. Turn it back to you.
All right. The next meeting will be scheduled for August 12, 2021 at 11 a.m. We're also planning on that being conducted virtually. We're getting closer to seeing each other in person, but we're not quite there yet. Any further business?
This is Sheriff Crawford. I just want to say it's been a pleasure working with each of you and meeting each of you. As you know, we only can serve two year terms. And I will transition off of the, I think this is my last meeting since we don't meet again until August. But again, it's been a pleasure. Shannon, your staff is first class. I appreciate working with you and all the support that you and your staff have given to this board as well as to my office. So again, blessings to each of you. And if ever there's anything I can do for you in Petersburg, please don't hesitate to call on me.
Thank you. Thank you, Sheriff.
Sure.
And I echo those same words. It's been a pleasure. Time's gone by fairly quickly, but thank you, Shannon. And thank you to all DCJS staff and Ms. Hyman, thanks for kind of keeping us under control here. We appreciate all that you do. Anything else?
No, I would just echo your comments and thank you so much, Sheriff Crawford. And it's my understanding that unless the governor appoints another person to replace you, that I think you're still with us if you want to be. So until that happens, we'd love to have you on these meetings. But I understand with your busy schedule, you might have other commitments.
I think somebody's going to be appointed pretty soon. And you'll love the people that are being considered.
Well, thank you so much for your service, Sheriff.
Thank you all. Any further business? All right. If not, we stand adjourned at 12:32. Everybody have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.